Okay, we are beginning now for the next couple of weeks. What is, I think, the most, probably the most famous and most learned section of Chovos HaLevavos, and that is Shaar HaBitachon. Bitachon, many people look to, if looking for a sefer, an authoritative work, that gives us insight in terms of the role of Bitachon, the meaning of Bitachon, the impact of Bitachon. So Chovos HaLevavos is really the place. You talk about sugyas in Bitachon versus Hishtadlus, and how a person can have Bitachon at the same time that we work and engage in supporting ourselves and other kinds of ish. So Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar Chovos HaLevavos is one of, if not in many ways, the primary source on the topic. About 5 years ago, we had this chus of learning Ramban HaTorah on Fridays. We spoke about Bitachon then from a couple of different vantage points, relying a bit on Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and Chovos HaLevavos, although elaborating a lot on the Ramban. The goal this time is to speak about maybe one of the shiurim will have a good deal of overlap, but a lot of it is to be able to approach Bitachon in a substantive and meaningful way, and in a way in which, as Hashem, it can have impact on us. Today, the goal of shiur is to give a bit of a hakdama to the world of Bitachon, and to begin really through an analysis which on some level is probably more appropriate almost in a shiur of lamdas. We're going to make it a bit less focused on some of the lamdas or the halacha, and to make it more focused on some of the machshavan underlying yisodos which emerge from it. But we're going to do so in a way that Be'ez Hashem can be very meaningful. As we know from the beginning of the year, Chovos HaLevavos, so Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar maintains the things he's speaking about are not pure optional. They're not optional. They are chovos. They're obligations. Just in contrast to the chovos ha'ivarim, the obligations we have with our limbs to be mekayim mitzvos, the chovos ha'levavos are obligations we have on our lave, or obligations that we have in terms of things that sometimes you could associate as being a little bit more musri in the life. For him, they're obligations. They're a different form of obligations. They require their own sefer. They require their own mukkar. But they are somewhat different. The question that we're going to open up with, not because the question per se for understanding Bitachon is the most critical question, but I think it's an incredibly important question either way, and certainly for highlighting important issues, that's the following question. Is there a mitzvah? Is there a mitzvah to cultivate or to have Bitachon in Ribbono Shel Olam? We will, Be'ez Hashem, define what Bitachon exactly is, but to define it vaguely, for now, some form of trust that a person has in Hashem Yisbarach, that emunah is a belief in God, bitachon is a reliance or a trust or an awareness of the continued role and a belief that God's role will continue and I can rely and trust the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then on some level, part of the question, is there in fact a mitzvah? Is there a classic mitzvah in the minyan of Taryag? Is when the Gemara in the end of Makos tells us that there are 613 mitzvos. Torah, Tzivlan, and Moshe. Torah, Big Matzah, 611. Plus the first two dibros equals 613. We know there are 613 mitzvos. And we know that the Rambam, and it's that whole shelf over there, and the Sefer HaChinach, and the Smak, and the Urayim, and others count Sefer HaMitzvos, the 613 mitzvos. So it's Bitachon going to make it on the list. There's a parallel question about Emunah, where the Rambam does count Emunah on the list, and the Bahag does not. That's an issue. But what about Bitachon? Is there, in fact, a mitzvah to cultivate, a mitzvah to have bitachon in Hashem Yisbarach, or is there no such mitzvah? And why exactly would that matter? So we're going to use that as the question. We're going to frame it in ways that I think hopefully can be meaningful, especially the second and third approach, defining it a bit better. We will point out, as today we quote Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and Chovos HaLevavos a little bit less, but there are elements of when the Meshech Chachma develops his Mahalach, so he claims that really it's already built into many ways what Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar has in Chovos HaLevavos. When we see a Mahalach in Rambam, there are going to be those who suggest that really it's already sort of built into what Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar has in Chovos HaLevavos. And we're going to try to do it in a good way. We'll speak next week more focused on Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar and his sort of like comprehensive, on some level, approach to Bitachon. Let's begin as follows. Three shitas, the Ramban, the Meshech Chachma, and the Rambam. We'll quote a bunch of Gra to help explain the Rambam and what the Rambam exactly thinks. The Ramban appears to, in the Sefer Charedim, in verse number 4, says it even more intensely within the Ramban. The Ramban seems to count a mitzvah to have bitachon in Hashem. Where does the Ramban do that? So many of us know the Ramban wrote a commentary. The Ramban, amongst Rishonim, is the great defender. So the Balaam Or wrote the Balaam Or, which is in many ways a critique of a lot of what the Rif did. And the Ramban in Milchama was there to defend the Rif from the Balaam Or. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, or Sefer Mitzvot, in many ways the critique of elements of what the Baha'i did. And the Ramban, as the great defender, comes along, and a lot of what the Ramban does in Sefer Mitzvot is just defending, is defending the Baha'i. The Ramban argues in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot in a variety of contexts. Rambam, you quoted that and you really shouldn't have. Rambam, you quoted that and you really shouldn't have. And the Ramban ends his commentary, Sefer Mitzvot, by a problem, which is, well, I've argued with a bunch of the Rambam 613, arguing that they should not, in fact, actually be mitzvahs. Therefore, it is incumbent upon me to argue that if there are 613, and the Ramban in the beginning of Shorash Aleph argues that there are, so what exactly are the ones that the Rambam left out? What are the missing ones? That's Shidchas Asin and Shidchas Lavin. So Shidchas Asin, the Ramban quotes, as mitzvahs asay, that he claims the Rambam left out. That he claims the Rambam mistakenly did not include. The eighth mitzvah is a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. The pasuk of Tamim Tiyem Hashem El Kafa. You should be pure. You should be pure with Ribono Sholem. What is the context of those psukim? So the Torah tells us in Dvarim, Parakiches, Ki Atavala, Arat Yisrael, Shem Elkecha, No Sein Lach, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, so those Silma Lassus, Ketoavas HaGoyim HaHem, don't do what the abominations, the terrible Toavas, the non-Jews do there. What are those things? L'Yimatzei V'cha, Ma'avir, Beno, Vito, Ba'esh, Kosein, Ksamim, Ma'onin, Menachesh, Mechashe. There are all these forms of sorcery and magic. And there are Yisurei De'oraisa, the Torah points out, to engage in those forms of sorcery and magic. Ki toavas Hashem kol osa eila. If you do this, it's an abomination in front of the Ribono Shel Olam. Ubiglala toavas eila, Hashem Elkecha, moris osa mipanecha. God's getting rid of them because they were engaged in these things. What should I be doing? Tamim tiyeh em Hashem Elkecha. You shouldn't be turning to sorcery and magic for your information. You should be trusting in Ribono Shel Olam. Says the Rashi there, his halachimo betimius. Go so pure with Ribono Shel Olam, and v'losachar achar asidos, don't go searching, especially through these things, for future, clarifying what's going to be. The Ramban says that Tam Tiyem Shel Kecha is actually a mitzvah's essay. It's a positive mitzvah of becoming tamim with Ribono Shel Olam. What is the mitzvah of becoming tamim with Hashem? What is that mitzvah? So go to source number four for a second. It's more explicit there in the Sefer Charedim, one of the Moni mitzvahs. There's also a mitzvah of trusting. Now, where's the mitzvah in this psukim of trusting in Hashem? So in many ways, it's a point of contrast. It's a contrast. That the part of the problem of going to sorcerers, part of the problem of going to checking the mazalos, so the Rambam maintains all of those things are ridiculous, all those things, it's all tipshus, it's all stupidity, none of it's real. The Ramban, some of those things are real. But Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elkecha is the source of our information. When you want to have a degree of bitachon, don't go, if you go to sorcerers and the like, that is undermining the extent to which you are supposed to be trusting in Ribono Shel Olam. That the God is the one that we turn to and we rely on. If you want information, you go to a Navi, or you go to Ur V'Tumim. But you rely essentially on Ribono Shel Olam. The Ramban adds more in his Asagos. He adds more in his Asagos. He says follows, we should focus our hearts on Hashem. And we should know that God does everything. God is the one that knows what is going to happen. And from God you should be searching out what is going to happen. Go further down, two lines up from the bottom there in on the right column. There's no other thing which is real or reliable other than Hashem. You should trust and have your heart focused on Hashem. All the things that you'll go to, people will read, look at the stars, and tell you what's going to be. That all comes from Hashem Yisbarach, and He's more powerful. That's what this mitzvah really is. Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elkecha is a mitzvah's essay, where at least part of the mitzvah is to cultivate and have a degree of bitachon that God is that which I is the person or the being, sorry, that I trust, and that is where I'm going to look. The Ramban does not deny the need for a degree of Ishtalos. Years ago, in the book of Ramban al Torah, we emphasized the Ramban's approach at greater length. But the Ramban is telling us that's the real source. That's where you really go. And Tamim Tiyem, Hashem Elokecha, and here's part of what you see from the Ramban, that part of it is almost has elements of, like an Isser Aseh. Part of it is to trust in Hashem, but it's also what not to do. What not to do. That part of what it means to cultivate Bitachon is almost not just trusting in the Ribono Sha'olam, but trusting appropriately in the Ribono Sha'olam and not trusting too much in those things that don't that aren't as reliable, in those things that even if there's a degree of MS in them, that they're not where you're supposed to be going, we can trust solely in Hashem Yisbarach. We can trust solely in Hashem Yisbarach. And if we trust in Ribono Sha'olam, if we trust Hashem Yisbarach, so then we're going to be in a significantly better place. That's Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, which the Ramban qualifies formally as being an independent mitzvah essay, one that is tied to looking to Hashem and not looking to others. Looking to Hashem, not looking to others, it's somewhat future-oriented. Bitachon here, one of the connotations of it, is it's a bitachon which is geared towards understanding what's going to be and turning myself to Hashem Yisbarach. But that's one mahalach in Ramban. The details of bitachon Ramban, not as much for now, but that's one as far as what the mitzvah exactly is. Yeah.
Science we consider an outside.
So that's okay. So those are that's what you call the world teva in the Ramban, which is a larger discussion in the Ramban thought as a whole. The role of teva that we spoke about years ago. We can give you some makoros on that if you are so inclined. But that's an important sugya of Ein Mazel Yisrael in the Gemara and Shabbos. That's on Kuf Nivav. But we know that the Gemara says Adam is Mazla. So we got to figure out the Mazel questions. Those are all important issues. The Meshech Chachma has a very significant, a very wild, and very important insight. The Meshech Chachma has that I think is intriguing, and it reframes Bitachon in a bit of a different way. I believe I had Bitachon Hashem, and it was even in the fridge. Bitachon Hashem. Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma is Meshech Chachma in Dvarim in Perek Yud. It's a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Ekev. And it's a Meshech Chachma which is, I don't know if it's famous. I think it should be if it's not. But hopefully it is. And then, at least we're building somewhere. This we also spoke about years ago in this Ramban Shiurim. But let's get a little bit of understanding of things. The Torah says in a bunch of places, Uvo Sidbach, Uledav Kavo, that there's some sort of a mitzvah of Dveikus. There's some sort of a mitzvah of Dveikus. The problem is, that the Torah doesn't really define for us what Dveikus is. What does it mean to cleave to Ribono Sha'olam? And if you look at different Ma'amari Chazal, you find very different approaches. There's a Dveikus, which is, we'll see in a second, a mitzvah to be davuk to Talmidei Chachamim. There's a mitzvah of Dveikus, Ulodav Kabo, Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, that just like the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Masech Sota, that just like we have to model ourselves after Ribono Sha'olam, that we become divine-like. We become divine-like. That just as Hashem is compassionate, we're compassionate, that's a way of cleaving to Hashem Yisbarach. We know that in some of the Sifrei Chassidus, in the Baal Tanya and others, so we speak even more about a God which is more immanent and not transcendent, and a God, or maybe also transcendent, but also immanent, and a God that you're able to cultivate more of a relationship with. And what exactly Dveikus is subject to enormous debate. It's pretty clear in Chumash that Dveikus is important. It comes up a lot. It's pretty clear in Jewish thought that Dveikus becomes something which is significant. What's not exactly as clear always is what exactly Dveikus entails. Torah tells in Parshas Ekev, Uvo Sidbach, and it sounds like we're dealing with a mitzvah essay. It sounds like we're dealing with a positive obligation, an obligation of Dveikus. What exactly is that obligation of cultivating Dveikus? So here you find something which is it's an unbelievably fascinating Meshech Chachma, Rav Meir Simcha Levinsky, Or Sameach, and it relates to a klal of his that he has in Or Sameach, in a very famous piece. And hopefully we'll be able to elaborate on it in a way which I think is interesting. What is the mitzvah of Dveikus? So, Mishnah says as follows. The Rambam writes, Rabbeinu Moshe Pirshul Inyan Lihidavik V'Tamid Chacham. The Rambam writes that part of the mitzvah is to cleave to Talmidei Chachamim. That's a Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Vav. Saveinu L'Hisarev B'nei Chachamim U'Hischaber Itam. To cultivate relationship with Talmidei Chachamim. So this Shabbos is a great opportunity to be tviyotze, the mitzvah of dveikas, uvo sidvak. The Ramban understands that the dveikas that we're describing here, so it's pretty clear the Rambam's dveikas anyone could do, assuming you have access. It's not limited to like the elite. It's about finding a Talmid Chacham and spending time around them and being dovak, that Talmid Chacham. That's something which we understand is an obligation that can be incumbent upon all people. The Ramban, however, biro al-hadveikas ha-miyuchad li-yachidim. For the Ramban, this is a mitzvah which is really dedicated to the elite. She'ishtokiku l'shmo b'chol pe'ulosehem u'mashu osehem. It's a certain intense kind of a focus and awareness of Ribbono Sha'olam, v'hema ma'on l'shchina. It's something which is the Ramban Hasagas for mitzvot Zion. Again, the Ramban sheet itself at Tveikas is very complex. It's very complex, but it's something which is shetadbik nafshecha and mitzvosa ve'elav udaso. It's a question of being fully bound with and being on a very high madrega, like the Avos HaKadoshim, as far as an awareness and a connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. Say b'shechachma v'zeh ein miderech ha-mitzvah. But it's very odd that's a mitzvah al rami hamal levad. The Torah doesn't only give mitzvahs to those that are elevated. The Torah doesn't only give mitzvahs to those, to the elite. So what exactly is this mitzvah? What exactly is this mitzvah? So Meshech Chachma has the following suggestion. I'll be makdim it with a klal of the Or Sameach, I believe. The Or Sameach HaChustam HaTorah. It's Meshech Chachma here a little bit. I'll tell you the way that I think I understand it, and hopefully I'm saying it over accurately. The Ribbono Shel Olam had an unfathomable challenge in writing Chumash. An unfathomable challenge. Again, for Ribbono Shel Olam, it obviously wasn't a challenge. But from our perspective, an amazing challenge. One of the greatest challenges that a teacher has when you're teaching in a room, you'll hear teachers debate this topic. If you know more about education, differentiated instruction, you would know it's no longer a question which people have to struggle with. But the question, if you know what you're doing enough. But the question is, years ago, it's always the question, like, do you teach to the top, do you teach to the middle, or do you teach to the bottom? Who would you teach to in a class? Like who would you teach to? The top, the middle, or the bottom? Teach to the top, you're alienating the bottom. Teach to the bottom, the top's not going to be as engaged. Teach to the middle, but then the bottom and the top are frustrated with you. And you know you have to figure those things out a little bit. Baruch Hashem, Bizman Hazeh. So there's been in the field of education, there's increased understanding as to how a person could teach multiple people and multiple levels all at the same time. The things you could do, okay, it's difficult, but there are ways of doing that, hopefully, where obviously there'll be choices you have to make at certain times, but as a whole, there's an ability to reach. The Ribbono Shel Olam is writing a Torah, which is a Torah that has to be equal, that has to be relevant for a very wide range of people at all times. So how do you do that? How do you differentiate in a certain sense? If you're playing the lowest common denominator game, so all the Ribbono Shel Olam has to really do is say, put on tefillin once a day and you're good to go. And that's all you have to do. And everyone will do that. And they'll be fine. Okay, whatever. It is what it is. You can play the lowest common denominator game. But then you have people that in many ways are not going to be able to be as ambitious. The bar is set very low. You set the bar too high. You have mitzvahs that are only for the yechidim. So then what's going to happen to the masses? What are they going to be able to do? How's their chumash going to be as relevant? So how do you have a chumash which is equally relevant and meaningful for people at all stages? So part of the answer, I believe, for the Meshech Chachma, part of the answer for Or Sameach, is what you would call a degree of intentional ambiguity, which is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to tell us, this is the Or Sameach HaKos Tam HaTorah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to make it clear there's a mitzvah of Tam HaTorah. What the Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to do in Chumash is tell you exactly how much you have to learn. Why is God not going to tell you exactly how much you have to learn? Because that is going to change based on people. It's what you call a two-tiered chiyuv. There's a basic amount that everybody may have to learn, be that Kriyash Mashachas V'Arvis, a half hour in the morning, half hour at night. Different poskim have different explanations based on different gemaras, what that is. But the actual chiyuv is going to change based on each and every individual, based on each and every person. Midos may be in that category also. It's clear that you have to be, it's bad to be a bagai. Okay, but what exactly does that mean? Has that manifest itself? So different people in different ways. Different people in different ways. That's the first step in the Meshech Chachma, the general methodology is that at times Ribbono Shel Olam will be, give you the klal, be somewhat vague, the actual implementation is going to be taloi on kol echad ve'echad based on their darga. That's part of the wisdom of Chumash, that derech agav is also one of the reasons why having a Torah Sheba'al Peh and learning things not just from Chumash became so critical, because Chumash wasn't giving you the whole picture, it was giving you a broader klal. But at times, the dafka is somewhat silent to be able to challenge you to find that which is, you know, where are you really at? And Chazal will fill in, and the Rishonim and the Achronim will fill in some of the details in a more meaningful way. Amnam L'dati, said Meshech Chachma, step number two. What is the mitzvah of Dveikas? What is mitzvah of Dveikas? Amnam L'dati, he mitzvah pratis koleles kol anshei ha'uma. It's a specific mitzvah, relevant to every single person, but kol echad lefi ercha. Each person according to his erech, according to his value, according to where he is. V'zeh mashalom matzanu b'torah rak rimazim aleha. That is why Dveikas, that is why there's certain times where all you find are hints to it. It's an amazingly yesodistic observation of Minchas, of the Meshech Chachma. That's why at times there are things which are somewhat vague and we have hints to it. What is the mitzvah we're speaking about when it comes to Dveikas? What is it referring to? V'zehu inyan ha-bitachon. Dveikas and bitachon become very much linked, where they really are tied together. Now I have to figure out how that is so. But first, says Meshech Chachma, that's why we have so many discussions about bitachon, but they're all somewhat vague. Yisrael batach b'Hashem, b'Hashem batachti, bitchu b'Hashem adeya. So many pesukim in Nach, clearly bitachon is chashuv, but the details aren't really there. What's going on? So says Meshech Chachma as follows. Says Meshech Chachma as follows. And here's an important Torah. V'ha'inyan, there are so many different forms of bitachon. There's bitachon that a way spouses trust and rely on each other. There's bitachon the way that servants rely on their master, that servants rely on their king. There's a bitachon the way that a child relies on a parent. There are different forms of bitachon, different madrigas of bitachon. It's one of the great contributions of Chovas HaLevavos pointing out. There's so many different words we even use sometimes for bitachon, different madrigas of bitachon. What's the highest level of bitachon? V'yesh bitachon yoser chazak, ki bitachon haben be'aviv hamelach. The strongest bitachon is bitachon that you have in your father, the king, in a king. Why? What's going on here? Ki hu yidag l'mechzachon. I have bitachon in a king. If my father is the king, I have great bitachon that he's going to take care of me. And there's even a certain kind of bitachon. Here's a wild idea. If your father's a king and he has access to everything, he will take care of you the same way he takes care of himself. It's going to be a very high level that he's going to do to take care of you. These different forms of bitachon are what's behind hu malkeinu, hu avinu, hu yoshienu, based on psukim and sefer Yeshaya, that the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are different elements of our relationship. Says the Meshech Chachma, now let's define bitachon a little bit. What is bitachon? We often associate bitachon with emunah, and it undoubtedly is. Emunah and bitachon, Ramban Svar, Chaznish, emunah and bitachon. If you're talking about a mitzvah, so many associate the mitzvah of bitachon with tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. Says Meshech Chachma, it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dveikas, that a real person who has bitachon is davak to Ribbono Shel Olam, and those two things go hand in hand. How so? That part of emunah and part of bitachon is the deep knowledge and constant awareness that the Ribbono Shel Olam is looking out for us, is cognizant of us, and taking care of us. And not only that, but point Meshech Chachma based on Ma'amari Chazal, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is more on top of us and more aware of our needs than we are. That's part of what it means to have a Ribbono Shel Olam, that God can understand better what we really need, what we really desire, what's really important for us. V'zehu inyan, look at the next page, v'zehu inyan nikra uvo sidba. Shekeven sheyitzayir ha'adam shudava gashkach ha'yonam Hashem yisbara. When you think about Hashem and you cleave to Hashem, I have an intense level of divine awareness, an intense level of striving to cultivate a sensitivity and really a focus on the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence. Umargish Hashem Yisbarach be'inyanav yoser mimashem margish ha'adam be'atzmo. And I feel the Ribbono Shel Olam with me. I feel God being there, present with me, and aware of what's going on. Asa adam batuach v'noach. That gives a certain sense of serenity. It gives a certain sense of calm. Be'inod doeg me'umal le'inyanav. I'm not as worried. I'm not as nervous. because I know that Hashem Yisbarach is there. Kima yol yechalto negi chalos abori hadavik ba'atzim. Hashem Yisbarach, I'm cleaving to Hashem. Hashem much closer. V'zeh nikra tveikas. V'hi mitzvah koleles b'v'chinos shonos l'chol anshe ha'uma below hevdel. Said Meshech Chachma as follows, that part of what bitachon is not just a relying and not searching in the wrong places, but part of what bitachon is, and here's why it's such an important hakdama, the sugya of bitachon, is that bitachon stems from, and ideally flows from, intense tevekas. The more that you're cognizant of and have a relationship with Hashem Yisbarach, where you feel close and you're aware of the role that God plays in your life, the more that bitachon flows from there. It stems from cultivating a relationship. The closer relationship, one way of saying it, mashal ma'adavar domek, kviyachal, the closer relationship that you have with a particular person, the more that you're really tied to them, that you've been very close to them, the more that you're davuk with them, so that often coincides with a certain kind of bitachon. Now, not if it's from hanging out with my four-year-old. I spend a lot of time with, I feel like I'm davuk to Ari. I don't feel like he is like the, I'm not reliant upon him like to do that much. He's 4 years old. But with my wife or with my parents, so then I'm davuk, I'm very, very close, and that often coincides with an intense closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam, who's the Baal Kokos Kulam, who can do anything, who's in charge of everything, understands me even better, the more that I'm davuk, the closer I am. That, says Meshech Chachma, number one, if you look in Chovos HaLevavos, we'll see this better next week, that's one of the dargas of bitachon, the highest darga of bitachon, is a bitachon which comes from a sense of dveikus and cultivating that level of meaningful, deep, and personal relationship. And he suggests that's how it's really a mitzvah. That's how it can really be a mitzvah. Because, so the bigger tzaddikim can have a much more intense form of bitachon. Bitachon, and here's why Chovos HaLevavos is an important sefer, one of the things he does. This is why we're going to speak about bitachon. Bitachon, did you put on tefillin this morning? Did you not put on tefillin this morning? Is a yes or no question. You did the mitzvah, you did the mitzvah. Okay, that we get. Are you wearing tzitzit? You're not wearing tzitzit. That's what the mitzvah really is. Obviously, if a mitzvah has hidurim, be done better or worse. But did you do it or not do it? Bitachon is, are you a baal bitachon? Are you not a baal bitachon? The answer is not yes or no. The answer is that there is a spectrum. And the answer is that there are different madregas of bitachon. And the Torah is challenging us, uvo sidbak, that to cultivate a relationship that has dveikus, a relationship where you're close to Hashem, and you can become reliant on Hashem. But each and every person, kol echad v'echad l'fi ercho, says Meshech Chachma, the Torah is vague. You know why the Torah is vague? The Torah is vague because it doesn't want to have some weak definition that everyone checks off and says, yeah, I'm there. Nor does it want to have such a high, ambitious definition where you say, it's not relevant to me, I can't cultivate that. No. Each person in their madrega, Dveikus, and Bitachon, those are the ones which in many ways are linked. So we have one element to Bitachon, which is just, who am I relying on? Don't rely on the sorcerers, don't rely on the magic, don't rely on external forces. Rely on Hashem Yisbarach, rely on Hashem. That's one model, Ramban, Sefer Charedim. What you have, which is an additional element found here, is where it connects also to a degree of Dveikus. Meshech Chachma is highlighting, not arguing with the Ramban, but highlighting a degree of bitachon which stems from Dveikus. We now go into our third mahalach, which is the mahalach of Rambam. The Rambam's mahalach is an intriguing one. We'll give it away right now. He doesn't count the mitzvah of Dveikus. That's why it's in the shichachas asin of the Ramban. It isn't a mitzvah. Sorry, he's not counting. Sorry, he's not counting mitzvah of bitachon, at least explicitly. The Rambam does not count a mitzvah of bitachon. The question is, why does the Rambam not count the mitzvah of bitachon? So there's one answer which you know is not the right answer. The wrong answer is he thinks that there's no such value of having bitachon. That's not going to be the right answer. He has to believe that bitachon matters. There are just too many psukim throughout Tanakh that highlight bitachon. It's impossible to argue. For the Rambam, like, some things are like that. Like, why does the Rambam count, as an example? You know, it's like, why does the Rambam count Birchas HaTorah as a mitzvah? So one answer, maybe, it's the Rabbanon. I think the Ma'abit says that here. Say, I mean, that's the one. It's the Rabbanon. Not every. Why is he counting Yisuv Eretz Yisrael there? So that's like the best example, because any kind of answer methodologically to write the Rambam doesn't count a mitzvah is found in the sugya of mitzvahs Yisuv Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't he count Yisrael Eretz Yisrael as a mitzvah? So one answer, the less popular one, is that maybe it's just not a mitzvah from Megillas Esther. That's probably not true in Rambam at all, as so many of the Achronim point out. But that's at least like, it, or it's a Derabbanan Pasach. It's not worthy of a Doraisa status at all. But we know that Bitachon has a Doraisa status. We know it has a Doraisa status. So what exactly is going to be the explanation? So here you will find an example with the Inabatim Smeich and others have for the mitzvah Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. And here you find an interesting thing. There are really two mahalchim, I think, will suggest potentially a third. But I think that there are two standard mahalchim for why bitachon, or at least the pasuk even, of tamim tiyem, Hashem elokecha, is not counted as a mitzvah. Why not? The Megillas Esther suggests that it's not counted as a mitzvah because, one of the commentaries, what I'm saying for a mitzvah, was because he already told you the prohibition of going to sorcerers, the prohibition to go to magic. This, therefore, says, Achar shemana kol echar ve'echar mehem la bifnei atzmo ein tzarich lahavi ashar acheres al elu hadvarim. It would be too redundant to count a mitzvah of tamim tiyeh once he already counted the lavin of all the sorcerer things. That is based on what the Rambam writes in the Shorashim. That is a larger discussion as far as what gets counted and what doesn't get counted. Does the Rambam count things at times that appear redundant or not? L'chorah, the answer is no, he doesn't count things that are redundant. L'chorah, that's the answer. That's a discussion with Rechon Shapurlau and Sefer Mitzvot, Reb Sadia Gaon, counting things that are redundant, Aseis and Lo. If I've already quoted the Lo Aseis, when we do and when we don't, those are all discussions in Moni Mitzvot in general that are all somewhat well known. So why wouldn't the Rambam quote it? So the Ramban himself makes a suggestion, and we're going to elaborate upon that suggestion based on a variety of comments of the Grav of Tzuriel, the former Mashkiach of our great yeshiva. So Reb Tzuriel, in an article, it's also an Otos HaMus, in a couple of contexts, Tzuriel quotes a bunch of comments of the Gra, where the Gra highlights this more intensely, not within Rambam, but really the Ramban's Mahalach and Rambam, elaborated on by the Gra. Let's give the Hakdam as follows. There are certain things. Why is Emuna not counted as a mitzvah for the Bahag? Because there are certain mitzvos that you can't count in the list of the 613, not because they are not important, but because they are like the prerequisite for everything else. There we get something. So why is Emuna not counted for the Bahag? So one explanation we've shown him is because Emunah is not a mitzvah, it's a prerequisite for all of the mitzvahs. If I have Emunah, now I can approach the 613. Now I can approach the 613. That's a move which you find with lots of different, not lots of, but a variety of different mitzvahs, that general phenomenon. That is what some Achronim explained about Yisrael Tisrael, that since the Sefri tells us that Eino Dom and mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz, to mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael, mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael are totally different. So Eretz Yisrael is a prerequisite for being Mekayim, all mitzvahs. Okay, that's one mahalach. Reb Chaim Vital has that very famously about why midos are not counted as mitzvos, at least he assumes. We noted that that there may be a lav of having gaiva, that we pointed out. But all else being equal, why aren't there mitzvahs to have good midos? So Reb Chaim Vital said, well, derech eretz kavim l'torah. Derech eretz kavim l'torah, it's a prerequisite for all Torah. A person has bad mitzvos, bad midos, can't even approach Torah altogether. L'chora, that those who suggest, Eina b'tachon v'Hashem nimnitz b'minyan ha-mitzvot la-Rambam ki mitzvah klolis ha-makifa kol ha-Torah kula. It's a prerequisite for everything. Where do you find this? So let's go with a couple of places in the writings of the Gra. The Gra, Bir HaGra, Mishlei Paraglamet Pasakei, it's also in Aderes Eliyahu Dvarim Paraglamet Beis Pasak Kaf, and that is Bacha v'kuk v'midin kol ha-Torah ha-mitzvah achas, like Marian Zechis Makos, that tzadik be'emunaso yichyeh. There's one mitzvah that is sort of like fundamental. That's a reference to bitachon. Midas habitachon he magin lebal yikashlu b'sharim mitzvos ki kulin nechlados b'midazo. A person that has real bitachon that will radically alter, says the Gra, their observance of all mitzvos. Yeah. That a bal bitachon, someone that's cultivated a certain kind of awareness, a certain trust in Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not that it's independently valuable. It's not a mitzvah bifnei atzma, but that may be at least one way of saying it. What prepares you for, what enhances your capacity to be mekayim all mitzvos. That's what sets the stage and allows all mitzvos to be able to be fulfilled in a more meaningful way. And then you have other kinds of comments like that. But one thing of looking at bitachon, and here's why bitachon is critically important, is that if you view bitachon as just trusting Hashem, that's very valuable. Bitachon, as Devekas highlighted, a different element. This Mahalach highlights Bitachon as a transformative midah, Midas HaBitachon, that can radically alter all of your avodas Hashem. That a Baal Bitachon does mitzvos differently. That if we invest in cultivating a Bitachon which has different dargas, and transforms our relationship to all 613. Our Kiyum HaMitzvos is a different Kiyum HaMitzvos as a result. So suggests some of these Achronim to help explain Rambam. I think there's an additional way to explain it, which is, I think, maybe more along the lines of the Meshech Chachma, elements of Chovos HaLevavos, so you could take it or leave it, but maybe it's not one of the regular 613 for a different reason. Here's a comment to the Gra Mishlei, Perichot Beis Pasuk Kites, Rav Churiel quotes it also. This is Ghostly. Ikir Shal Matan Torah. What was the goal of Kabbalah Satorah? Hi Bichdei Shiasimu Bitchonam Bashem. It's so that we can implant our trust. So that we can implant our trust. So that we can cultivate a degree of bitachon. That's Ikir Shal Matan Torah. The Gra is also not one of these like guys who's speaking at Shal Shiddus, writing things just to like inspire people, you know, like this is the most important part of Torah, like whatever I was just talking about the last 5 minutes, you know, like this story is the most important thing you will ever hear in your life, which is usually code for either it isn't that important or the speaker is dangerous, you know, like things like that. You know, when you hear the kind of things like you need, you know, it's just like, you know, like turn off the recordings, you know, and then you sort of go a little bit. Like I always joke, if you ever like need to say over like a difficult achron or something, the way to get people to listen is to say like, guys, turn up the recording for this, you know, and they're like, Sir Bar Yalev has two Malachim in case you die, you know, and, like, everyone's like listening because it's like can it just be recorded, you know, like things like that. If I talk very hard, I get every second recorded. I'm not, you know, it's all good. The obviously private conversations don't get recorded that we get, not that everything gets, you know, like really recorded, but that's that. Ikir Shamat Torah Hayah Bechtei Shasim Bitchon Hashem. Lefi, when the Gra says he means that's real. Lefi she Ikir Hakol Hu Habitachon Hashalim Vihu Klal Kol Hamitzvos. The Gra in Yeshaya Parag Yud Pasukah Bitachon Hu Hamayla Hayoser Gedola. Maybe there's really two ways of looking at Bitachon, and they're probably both right. Hence, the Gra said both of them. That maybe bitachon, on the one hand, bitachon is a prerequisite, and that's why it's not one of the 613. It's a prerequisite, bitachon. It radically transforms all of your kiyum mitzvos. But maybe bitachon is also the goal. Maybe bitachon is the ultima. It's the manah yosek dola. So ikir hakol hu habitachon hashalem v'hu klal kol hamitzvos. Then on some level, what we're striving for, is to be able to be people who have bitachon. A Baal Bitachon, that's the end result, not the initial prerequisite. Like in Chesed Nefesh, we had the same question, that intriguing machlokas. Chesed Nefesh is the prerequisite, like Mesilas Sharm, like Rabbeinu Bachya, to be a self-reflective person is the high madrega. So what you find is that maybe Ram doesn't count Bitachon, it's not a regular mitzvah. Is it because it's a prerequisite, or is it because it's the ultimate goal? The answer is yes, probably. It's probably both of those things. I want to chazer what we did and speak about for 30 seconds what we're going to be doing in a couple of weeks and why it's important. Bitachon may be a mitzvah like all mitzvahs. It's quoted in the 613. That's definitely enough to highlight its importance. It's undoubtedly a value noted so many times throughout Nach and maybe Tanach, depending on how you define terms like Devekas and the like. Bitachon is critically important. We're trying to point out here a little bit two things that it's significant to know, which is why we're going to be osek in bitachon, and the opportunity to do so through the lens of Rabbeinu Bachya, Shar Bitachon, becomes all the more valuable. But two things which are important. Number one, bitachon, we speak like in Elul time, you have to work on something. It's good to work on things that like we were calling like gateway mitzvahs, like mitzvahs that open up the door for you to mekayim more mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that are not just every mitzvah is valuable, but especially one that facilitates an increased observance, even more mitzvos, is something which is undoubtedly worth even more investment. Bitachon is maybe not even just a regular mitzvah, there is such a thing, but it's something which is a prerequisite which can radically alter all mitzvahs, and on many levels the ultimate goal of a whole lot of what we're doing and a very high madrega. Bitachon on its own, in that sense, definitely its capacity to transform our avodah, capacity to orient ourselves as far as focusing on our avoda, there's a whole lot we could say about bitachon playing a significant role. plus, as Chovas HaLevavos emphasizes, and as the Meshech Chachma highlighted so beautifully, that Bitachon, the different Madregas of being a Baal Bitachon, different Madregas of being a Baal Bitachon, each person according to his Madrega. What we want to do, Bitachon is the kind of thing which if we don't invest in Bitachon, so maybe we'll have it, maybe we won't, and maybe we'll have a bit of it, and maybe whatever it is. But one of the reasons why Reina Bacha's Shar Bitachon is so valuable is that it has the capacity. And one of the reasons why we're speaking about Bitachon for the next couple of weeks, because Be'ezra Hashem, we should be able to deepen our understanding of Bitachon, get Chizuk to strengthen the quality of our Bitachon, and to ensure that Bitachon, if we're bigger, Ba'alei Bitachon, to talk about it in a real way, that we'll be able to increase the quality of our dveikas with Hashem Yisparach, the ability, the nature of our observance of all of our mitzvos in those gruas and mishlei, and being able, hopefully, to achieve the ultimate goal of what's klal kol mitzvos, of the maila hayosher gedola, to be able to do so also with a bit of a focus on bitachon. Shkoyach, everyone, on a wonderful, wonderful week. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Hope things go great for everyone.